This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sam Tacular. I think that's the best one. Sam Tacular filling in for Calvin, who's taking a couple of days off. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk hates that we continue to call Twitter. If you need a couple minutes to kill today, go to civicmedia.us and read my blog. How's that for a plug?
Hey, folks, do you want a good kick in the guts? Read my blog.
It's not very long.
It's not long. Okay, all right. All right, before we get to the thing, I just want to take 10 seconds and say this. It's well written. It's good, and Jane speaks her mind and her heart, and that's what's important, and I'm glad you did. Read it. It'll take you 2 minutes at most.
Yeah, it's pretty short. Yeah. But it is essentially, I am asking you not to be distracted by all the squirrels, and that can include polls and surveys and yard signs and all of those things. We have 18 days to go. Stay focused. Do what you can, knock on doors, make a plan, get the girls together, all go to the polls together, and then go out for lunch. Hang in there. Hang in there. Don't give up. And we had a text come in, and I think this is really appropriate. Having worked in survey research, you must remember how questions are worded. If I ask, do you think Vice President Harris is a liar? And then I report 45% of people surveyed think Kamala Harris is a liar. Well, yes, but that's the only option. So there are a lot of things to keep in mind with surveys and polling and all of those things. Don't get distracted. Don't give up. Don't despair. That's my blog in a nutshell. I have some good links in there. I have some good links. Go look for the links. It is 11:53, Sam. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me. At Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing is the Slither edition out of the Miami Herald. In a coastal forest of the Philippines, a venomous 10-foot-long snake slithered along the ground. A team of researchers have studied it. It is a new species of a highly deadly king cobra.
Great!
Luzon king cobras are exceptionally long, reaching up to 10 feet 11 inches with robust bodies. Okay. Large flattened heads, black tongues, with eyes that are ringed with yellow. Luzon king cobras are dangerously venomous predators. This is what shouldn't be a thing. Found in urban parks and agricultural fields. So if you're going to the park in the Philippines, be careful. There's a new snake.
Can I tell you something really weird, Jane?
Yes.
Last night, I was being kept up by what was like, you ever like a dream and you wake up and then you fall asleep and you're right back in the dream?
Yes.
It was all about snakes. It was all about snakes, like in the bed, on the floor.
Oh my.
Like anywhere I went, it wasn't so much that they were there, but I was keenly aware of they could be there because my brain and my dream was like that. Like that dream easily lasted me half the night. It was all about snakes. So thanks a lot.
Well, now you know what you're going to be dreaming about tonight.
Great.
And my other question is, why is it when it's a bad dream, and you wake up and you go back to sleep, you go right into the bad dream. But if you wake up from a really good dream, you never can get back in that dream.
Oh, I've tried.
What's that about?
I've tried.
What is that about?
That shouldn't be a thing as well.
It absolutely should.
Falling asleep and going right back into your dream, your fun dream, nightmare. Should be a thing.
Yes, and falling right back into your nightmare. Anyway, I don't want to hurt the snakes and I don't want to hurt anything, but do we really need a new venomous 10-foot-long snake? I don't think so. Sam, that is today's...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No.
We just don't.
And they're hanging out in urban parks? What is
urban
that?
Parks. Urban
what
parks.
What is that?
And agricultural fields. And then they also say, it's been really hard to study them, so we're not sure what they're eating. Oh, good.
This just seems like a trick. Like, okay, maybe God exists, and he's just mean.
Nature.
My goodness.
She's cranky. Nature's going to do what nature's going to do. All right, don't forget the one and, I believe, only debate between Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin going up against California businessman Eric Hovde. Our coverage will start tonight at 6:50. The actual debate begins at 7 p.m., and then afterwards, our civic media team will break it all down for you. That will be coming to you across the entire network tonight, starting at 6:50. Monday, we have a really big show coming up, Greg Bach.
Yes,
Cliff Stanley from National Security Leaders for America will be here. We have talked to numerous members of theirs over the past few months, retired major generals, retired rear admirals, all kinds of ambassadors. And again, there are more than 1,000 of them who are very concerned about the effects of a second Trump term. So please join us for that. Cliff Stanley will be joining us Monday at 10:33. Mr. Global Matt Randolph.
Yep, there it is.
At 11:06. He's fantastic. So are all of you. Thank you, Greg and Sam and all of our engineers and everyone across civic media. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News is next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.